rich and rewarding making life and, importantly, enables one to share. Tool up. You must have access to the right tools for the project at hand. Invest in and develop local access to the tools you need to do the making you want to do. The tools of making have never been cheaper, easier to use, or more powerful. Play. Be playful with what you are making, and you will be surprised, excited, and proud of what you discover. Participate. Join the maker movement and reach out to those around you who are discovering the joy of making. Hold seminars, parties, events, maker days, fairs, expos, classes, and dinners with and for the other makers in your community. Support. This is a movement, and it requires emotional, intellectual, financial, political, and institutional support. The best hope for improving the world is us, and we are responsible for making a better future. Change. Embrace the change that will naturally occur as you go through your maker journey. Since making is fundamental to what it means to be human, you will become a more complete version of you as you make. In the spirit of making, I strongly suggest that you take this manifesto, make changes to it, and make it your own. That is the point of making. Introduction. Welcome to the next big thing, the maker movement and its revolution. We are still riding out the waves of the last big things, the computer revolution and the explosion of the internet. But because the maker revolution is physical, it is destined to be bigger. We can't live in a computer or on the internet, but we do live in houses, drive cars, wear clothes, use medical devices, play with toys, eat, grow, and live in the real world. I love the virtual world, but even its next big foray, the Internet of Things, where we connect physical objects up to sensors attached to the internet, will leverage and reside in its very physicalness. For the Internet of Things to work, there must be things to be attached to. What is happening and helping to drive the maker movement is that the nature of making things is changing. That is primarily what this book is about, the changing nature of making things and its tremendous impact on your life. TechShop, Inc. I'm the CEO of TechShop, a membership-based do-it-yourself, DIY, open-access fabrication workspace. From my unique perch in the maker community, I have had the opportunity over the last 6 years to see the emergence of a movement, the maker movement. TechShop is an integral player in that movement. Started in October 2006 by Jim Newton and a group of diehard maker enthusiasts in Menlo Park, California, TechShop was the first open-access shop of its kind. With 6 locations open across the United States at the time of this writing, and many more in the works and aspirations to go international, TechShop is now the largest and most influential makerspace in the world. Shop locations average 16,000 to 20,000 square feet in size, with every tool and piece of equipment needed to make just about anything, like the world's fastest motorcycle, the world's first desktop diamond manufacturing device, the world's cheapest drip irrigation system, and award-winning startups, one of which is currently worth billions of dollars. It is the most creative hub of activity in every city where it opens. People move to be near one, others take extended vacations in them, and a number of venture-backed startups have temporarily relocated their engineering teams to work out of the space. TechShop is changing the nature of making things, who gets to make them, and how they are made. The platform is allowing anyone over 16 years old to make almost anything in a space designed for them, with access to the world's most powerful and easy-to-use machines the world has ever seen. A little about me. Through my work at Avery Dennison in the 1990s as Corporate Director of Global Technology and Business Development, I developed an understanding of the importance of and barriers to manufacturing. As Director of Computer Services at Kinko's at the beginning of the 2000s, where I managed a $200 million product line of publicly available open-access computer systems, 10,000 plus, along with powerful software tied to large, expensive, high-production machines, I saw firsthand the transformative power of open access to tools. We launched more design firms every year out of Kinko's than any school ever did. As the former